The government on Tuesday significantly cut the inflation forecast to 1% for March, but did not provide a clear picture of the macroeconomic outlook due to uncertain conditions in the agriculture and manufacturing sectors, two key job-creating areas of the economy. Contrary to its earlier forecast of a 3% to 4% inflation rate in March, the Ministry of Finance revised the estimate down to just 1% to 1.5% in its monthly outlook report. The revision aligns with market expectations that inflation could drop below 1% this month. The Finance Ministry added that inflation is expected to inch up to 3% in April. In its latest monetary policy outlook, the central bank maintained the policy rate at 12%, a decision independent experts deemed unjustified given the exceptionally low inflation levels. The central bank based its decision on core inflation, which has remained persistently high, warning that potential increases in food and energy prices could drive inflation higher in the coming months. However, 3 years ago, the central bank shifted its benchmark for interest rate decisions from core to headline inflation. The finance ministry noted that inflationary pressures have eased due to declining food and energy prices, fostering overall price stability. It stated that fiscal consolidation measures are yielding tangible results, leading to a primary surplus and a reduced fiscal deficit. However, the report did not offer a clear assessment of the agriculture and manufacturing sectors after earlier projections failed to materialize. For the Rabi season 2024-25, the finance ministry projected wheat production to reach 27.9 million tons, supported by government initiatives such as input subsidies, the distribution of high-yielding seeds, and interest-free loans under the Kissan Card Initiative. However, it cautioned that favorable weather remains a key factor in ensuring better harvests to meet production targets. The Pakistan Meteorological Department has issued warnings of drought-like conditions, as rainfall has been significantly lower than last year, particularly in Sindh and Balochistan. Earlier, the finance ministry had anticipated that increased agricultural machinery imports and higher fertilizer use would boost production. DAP offtake rose by 3.8%, while urea offtake declined by 2% compared to last season. Last year, wheat production reached 31.4 million metric tons, but early market estimates suggest it may fall below 27 million metric tons this year. However, the finance ministry did not provide a specific figure in its latest report. The finance ministry stated that large-scale manufacturing, LSM, showed a mixed recovery in January 2025. While recent monthly growth signals resilience, the yearly decline highlights underlying weaknesses that may continue to weigh on industrial performance.